There were especially two dogmas that were attacked by the heretics of the 16th century. The real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist and the primacy of the Pope. The Calvinist of Holland persecuted with relentless fury the priest and religious of the Catholic faith. These holy martyrs gave their lives in defense of these two fundamental doctrines that many people today, you know, couldn't care less about. The Calvinists had set themselves up against all ecclesiastical as well as civil authority, and they took possession of the city of Gorkum in 1572. They held 19 of the clergy as prisoners, even though they had promised inhabitants to let them depart from the town without being hassled. There were four secular or diocesan priests, four priests of other religious orders, and 11 Franciscans, and all were cast into a filthy prison and cruelly treated by the drunken soldiers. After Father Nicholas Pick regained consciousness from his being tortured, he said that in defense of the faith, he was ready to undergo the same torments again, and even more cruel ones, if it so pleased God, and as often as it pleased God. For he said, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. On the following day, there were several attempts made to cause the friars, and in particular their superior, to apostatize. The Calvinists opened a discussion with them about the Blessed Sacrament and the primacy of the Pope, but they soon found themselves cornered by the clear proofs given by the guardian and his companions, and they hoped they could at least deceive one of the lay brothers, but he answered very simply that he was in accord with everything that his guardian had said. Meanwhile, the relatives of Father Nicholas, especially his two brothers, were making every effort to obtain his freedom. But like a good shepherd, Father Nicholas declared, "I will not leave prison unless my companions come with me. And even though there be only one detained, and he the lowliest of them all, I would remain here with him." And when his brothers reasoned that one could renounce the primacy of the Pope without denying God, he showed them that he who separates himself from the Pope separates himself from the Church, and that he who renounces the Church renounces Christ the Lord. And then he said with a holy zeal, "I would rather endure death for the honor of God than swerve even a hair's breadth from the Catholic faith." 8 days later, the martyrs shared with Christ what appeared in the eyes of the world to be the disgrace of a shameful death. But at the same time, we know that they shared in its glorious victory as well. So let us pray to these martyrs that we too may have the grace to witness to our love of Christ by never swerving a hair's breadth from the teachings of the Catholic Church.